Sarah Gradigan is the Community Health and Prevention Supervisor for the Fond du Lac County Health Department. We say good morning to her. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you today?
We are doing good. How is everything with you?
Good. You survived the eclipse, right?
We did. We did get to take a peek at it yesterday, so it was very neat to see.
All right. Today we're talking about something different, a community health survey. From what I understand, this is actually, part of a community health assessment for the county?
Correct. So actually, it's just something that we do every 3 years. We look to do a complete community health assessment. So, you know, we look at survey data that we get, other secondary data, just to really take a look at what are our needs or gaps in our communities, what are, you know, the prevalence rates with certain health conditions, what's their presence among Fond du Lac County adults, lifestyle habits, and, you know, really take a good look at where can we make an influence to, you know, improve the quality of life among Fond du Lac County residents.
All right. So this was mailed out or is going to be mailed out?
Yep. So we have our community health survey that launched at the beginning of April. So a random selection of 2,000 county addresses will be mailed the community health survey. So those should be, you know, in mailboxes this week. And they are asking anyone the age of 18 and over with the next birthday to complete that survey.
What kind of questions are folks going to see on this survey?
Yeah, so the survey really focuses on, you know, access to health care, if your health needs are met, if not, among which of the areas is a gap, and perhaps why is that a gap. Looks at also, you know, other health risk behaviors such as access to nutrition, physical activity, substance use, mental health, chronic diseases, and more, just to get, you know, what's the percent of our population that maybe is now experiencing great access to care among those areas, so we can really see if there's any gaps that we can help close in our community.
All right. So if I get one in the mail, how long is it going to take me to complete something like that?
It would be about 15 minutes to complete. So it's a confidential survey, so we're not going to see any of those results. Per individuals, we will just get a summary of the responses. So we actually contract with JKV Research, an independent research firm that specializes in these types of community surveys. So it would be a postcard that's mailed to you with a QR code or a URL that you can type in to take online. If you don't take that online survey, then a paper copy is mailed to you just as a reminder that the survey is available and that there's another option to complete it in mail form then.
What if I don't get the invite in the mail, but maybe I'd like to participate in the survey anyway, and I am a resident of Fond du Lac County?
Yes, so then we have another option that's available, and that's called our public input survey. And this is a much shorter version, but basically it's about 8 questions, wouldn't take more than 5 minutes to complete, and it's available online at our health department website, www.fdlco.wi.gov, and that is available online for any community member to take, and it closes on May 17th. So it's going to be available for a few weeks. All those survey responses are voluntary and anonymous and confidential. And once again, we're just looking at a summary of responses to identify common themes and issues through our community. So through that survey, you can say what your top social economic areas are that you'd like to see addressed, or health conditions and behaviors. So it just asks a few questions about, you know, what do you see as an issue among that area, and maybe what do you think could be done about it, just to, you know, get a little more context for why it's a barrier or a challenge to a good quality of life for Fond du Lac County residents.
Yeah.
And then as well, what are the assets, or what do you enjoy about Fond du Lac County?
That May 17th closing date, is that for both versions of the survey then, or?
So just for the public input survey is May 17th. So available online, so that's open for about 6 weeks. And then the community health survey will just take place in April and May. So about the they're during the same time frame, but the mail version of the survey is just a random sample of addresses. So usually, like we said, about 2,000 of those are mailed out. We see about a response rate, maybe around 600 or 700 responses.
Okay. And for those that are just curious about the results, when will those become available?
Those will be available probably around fall of this year. So once we get those results back, we take some time to kind of analyze them, review them, and then we will share them with the public on our website. So we will make sure to let everyone know when those results are available.
Do you have any idea what the response rate was the last time you guys did one of these surveys?
Yeah, for our community health survey that goes out in the mail, it's just under 50%, so between 30 and 50%. So of 2,000, it was about a 600, 700 person response rate. That actually took that mail survey. So that's actually pretty good in the terms of surveys. And then for our online public input survey, we also do have hard copies of that available at the health department. But for that, we saw about 300 to 400 responses. So, you know, we're always looking to promote that and let folks know that it's available to take.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That is Sarah Grandigan, who is with the Fond du Lac County Health Department. She is a community health and prevention supervisor.